Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic dietary laws, there are a number of misconceptions which prevail in our society. And one such misconception which we're going to discuss today is the notion that many people believe that since alcohol, of course, is prohibited, and however, if we consume it in a small amount, and that small amount is such that it does not cause any intoxication, then people think that in such small quantities, there is nothing wrong in consuming alcohol. Since the basic reason for the prohibition of alcohol is inebriation and intoxication, and since a small amount of consumption of alcohol does not lead to this intoxication, so therefore there is no problem if one takes alcohol in small amounts. Now, this is a grave misconception indeed, and it has to be understood that Islam prohibits things at times at a very early level, at a very preliminary level, so that this prohibition is instrumental in stopping a person from going into a greater evil from a very, very earlier boundary. And for this very reason, the Prophet is reported to have said, "Ma askara kathiruhu fa qaliluhu haram," regarding alcohol, which means that anything which inebriates or intoxicates in large quantities, the consumption of such an element, such a thing in small quantities is also prohibited. This is because, as I said, Islam wants a person to be very, very precautionary in all such habits. It does not want a person to go very near something, to go very near an evil, and then when there is no chance of his coming back, he is left with no other option. So in order to warn a person, in order to keeping him in the right perspective, it prohibits certain things which even lead to certain other grave things. And this is what is called in Islam as sadd zariya, which means that all means and all sources which lead to a greater evil, even those means and sources are disallowed. And there are a number of examples which we can find in Islam as well. And one such example, as we know in the Quran, is the Quran explicitly says لا تقرب الزنا, which means that do not go near fornication or adultery. It does not say do not commit adultery in this instance. It says do not even go near fornication or adultery, which means that all things which may lead a person to adultery or fornication, they must be avoided as well. So on similar basis, although a small amount of alcohol might not intoxicate a person, however, since there is a chance that a person can get involved in more intoxication, he can, of course, be induced to drink more. So therefore, this prohibition is made at a very earlier level. Hence, it is absolutely clear that everything which inebriates or intoxicates, it is prohibited even in small quantities. For as I said, this is because Islam wants a person to be very careful. It wants its followers to be very, very careful. So as a precautionary measure, and as I must also clarify that this precautionary measure is not a mere recommendation. It's not just a precautionary measure in which it has suggested that people should stay away from. It has actually made this precautionary measure a binding thing. So it is absolutely binding that one must not consume alcohol, even in small quantities, because, as I said, the wisdom behind it, and the wisdom which has been aptly explained by the Prophet, is that a person can simply go beyond what is required if something is allowed to him or her in small quantities, or in quantities which might absolutely be not evil, or something which cannot cause evil effects on him. So we can sum up and say that prohibiting alcohol in small amounts is because these consumption of small amount of alcohol can lead a person to greater consumption. And in order to stop a person, in order to make him very careful in this regard, this particular prohibition has been imposed on a person in its absolute sense. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ